This is Phil Rowe on Cambridge 105 Radio.
We welcome back for the first time in the new year for January and for 2018. I hope we see lots of Anne French, who is the events manager for National Trust over at Wimpole Hall. She might be struggling to get into work at the moment with all the problems with the traffic in Barton, but she thinks she knows a sneaky way. Don't tell too many people about that, because they'll all be going the same way you will.
I think they've probably worked it out for themselves, I would think.
If you are going to Wimpole Hall from Cambridge, you might need a little extra time, and you might want to find a way around because of the problems. We'll update you again later on in Barton, as it stands this week, with those roadworks. But we move on to brighter and nicer things. Firstly, footfall over Christmas. Up on previous years, do you think, Anne? The number of people that actually visited your site?
I've got to be honest, I can't really answer that question off the top of my head, but it was very busy and everybody had a lovely time. We did things a little bit differently this year because we introduced timed tickets into the house for the first time. So it felt less busy because we were controlling the numbers and people. It meant people could see more because everybody didn't crowd in at the same time. It was certainly a very busy time. I can't compare it to last year at the moment, I'm afraid, but yeah.
Half hour time slots, is that how it worked?
Yeah, I mean it's you know, you get some leave. It's not sort of, you know, you're not going to be turned away if you miss your slot or anything like that. It's more of an attempt to just just to stagger things a bit. But yes, it's on the half hour. Yeah. I think 15 minutes actually, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
But it means that as you stagger people in, you get a nice flow.
Yes.
Coming in. That's coming through.
Yeah. And lots of other National Trust places have already been doing this for some time, and the general consensus is that it works better than just when you're busy, it works better than just free flow.
So have you all collapsed in a sort of a heap after Christmas, metaphorically as a lovely group of volunteers, as well as yourself as a staff manager? The lull time of year, or is it build up now? We're going to think about spring, we're going to think about Easter.
We never collapse in a heap. it is a little bit quieter, yeah, in terms of stuff actually not going on so much on site, but we're getting ready for the spring and the summer, and you know, I mean, it feels as if Easter's just around the corner, and of course there's half term coming up very soon as well. So
how far do you plan ahead then, Anne, with the team?
About at least a year.
Yeah. So you're already thinking about Christmas,
yes,
2018?
Yes, 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 yes.
And maybe into early part of 2019 as well?
I haven't got quite that far yet, but, you know, it won't be long. But
So your museum conservation services, now they're going to be busy inside the hall.
Yes,
they are. Starting work on this next one.
Yeah.
This is what we were chatting about as we opened our microphone. Do you say grisaille?
It's actually grisé. It's French.
Ah,
it's French. Grisé, which means, for those people who don't know, it's black and white, and quite an effective 3D effect as well. So it's as if it's been carved. You know, it's supposed to look like a... like
I've
a relief.
Seen these before, yeah. And they do look very three-dimensional.
Yes, yeah,
it's fascinating because it's done on normally a white background. You start with that and you build it up, and it almost looks like charcoals have been used.
Yeah,
what is the medium that's actually painted on there?
Well, because this is actually wallpaper. Well, I'm sure that if you were to visit Wimpole, the volunteers it's in the yellow drawing room, they'd be able to tell you. The pictures are actually above the entrances to the yellow drawing room, quite a long way up, but you can see them if you look up, so it's always worth looking up. I'm not sure what the medium is. It's probably ink or something like that. It wouldn't be oil because that wouldn't work. That's a really interesting question. I'm not sure the answer
so
to that.
Three-dimensional, Anne.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
really do stand out. You get such a perspective.
They probably
well.
Used some kind of etching, I would guess, you know, to make it, you know, durable. But yeah,
beautifully executed. Yeah. And the allegory of drama. Yes, that is the theme. Mm-hmm. Put together by one of the Crace family.
Yeah, they were a family of painters through in the 17th and 18th century. There were several of them, and I don't know which one this was. But again, you know, when you come to visit, we can tell you then. And they were very well regarded, and they painted for important people and even royalty. And so we're really proud of this, to have this in the yellow drawing room.
There's one above each doorway,
yeah,
but they need,
yeah,
stabilising. Is it because they're beginning to flake?
I'm not sure what the exact problems are. I mean, when you stabilise a painting, I guess that must be, I mean, you know, anything deteriorates over time, if it's not restored. So it'll be suffering from the usual. I'm not a conservationist, but although I am actually going to be working with the conservation to helping them out with some housekeeping study days, so I'll be able to come and tell you all about the secrets of how to conserve things after that. But I think it's something that happens to most paintings or artworks over time. It's that there are various issues to do with the atmosphere and possibly even sort of pests, the sort of insects that get into houses and things, which is a constant ongoing job. It was just taking measures to prevent that happening, really.
So the trestling and the scaffolding, that'll be going up in February. Yeah. Do you use staff experts? I mean, the painstaking and the patience people have to do this. Are there National Trust employees that come along?
Yeah, the Museum Conservation Services is not actually part of the National Trust. Although we do have lots of experts within the Trust who can do this kind of thing. I think the Museum Conservation Services is an outside body, and it's very, very prestigious, so we're really lucky to have them. That's why we're so excited about it. So I would guess from that perhaps this particular job is, calls for a little extra help, which would not normally fall within our own remit. But we do have lots of people ourselves who can do that sort of thing.
And how long will the work take? I suppose. Ooh, how long is a piece of string, really?
Well, I mean, I've been told that it's happening throughout February, so I think it will probably need to be finished certainly before the summer, because that's when we get really busy.
Peak times, I think
February is the main bulk of it, actually.
Yeah. So if you go along as a visitor, make a point of looking up when you come into the yellow drawing room, and you'll see the paintings we're talking about if you're going along to, of course, Wimpole Hall later on this year. You're going to be starting work soon on a renewable energy project.
Yeah, this is very exciting. We've just got planning permission for it. It's all part of an overall strategy that the National Trust has of trying to encourage renewable energy. So it's a ground source heat pump, and not being a scientist, I don't know the exact technicalities of it, but the basic idea is that we're taking the natural warmth of the ground, the soil, and transporting it via water in pipes to the house. So it's to heat the mansion house, which is currently heated by an old-fashioned oil burning system. And I was actually very surprised to find out that the soil is naturally warm. I had no idea. I thought it would get colder the further down you go, but it doesn't. And I suppose it makes sense, but you're getting closer to the centre of the earth. But you don't actually have to go down very far for it to be warm. It seems incredible that people haven't really done this before, actually, that, if you can just get warmth from the soil without burning anything. So it's very exciting. We're expecting it to attract national media attention. We're hoping to organise some activities for children during the half-term holidays to explain the concept of this and other types of renewable energy. That's ongoing at the moment, but it's going to be great. So I don't know how much of it will be open to look at, but we'll have some way of, we'll work out a way of allowing people to see something and explain a bit about the project as well, because it's too good not to do that. So,
So the survey's been done. And there'll need to be a borehole drilled.
We'll have to have quite a few boreholes, actually. I'm not sure how many, but there are several boreholes that are going to have to be drilled, yeah.
And it won't be disturbing the house or indeed the animals on the Wimpole farm nearby?
Oh, no, it's not. And it's not going to be damaging any historically sensitive archaeology or anything. It's in the area that's... It's sort of part of the hard standing area where the car park is. There'll be stuff going on there.
Actually, when they finished, and there'll only be a tiny little control area, probably even nothing much bigger than a cabinet or booth, which means that we won't even really know that it's going on with a pump in it. So it'll
be nice and discreet. I haven't seen any of these things before, but I think that's the general idea. It's not going to be like a massive building site or anything.
Yeah, so. I've been to some of the Scandic cities in Northern Europe where, in fact, they heat some of the cities and towns using geothermal strata or rocks, hot rocks in the ground. Very successfully. Been running for years. Huh? Are you the first to do this within the National Trust properties?
I don't think we are, actually. There are a couple of other places who have done it, and there are also places that have used water. They've got energy from their lake. I thought it was somewhere recently. It's a Packwood house in the Midlands near Solihull. I'm not sure how that works, because I imagine lake water would be cold, but apparently not. That, you know, they use it as a source of energy. So there wasn't anyone around for me to ask how it works, but these things are being tried. You know, along with things like sort of wood chip, what are they called, the generators and things, rather than using electricity.
It's Chatsworth House, not one of your properties, I believe, but the hydroelectric scheme was put there around the turn of the 19th to 20th century.
I mean, I was actually there recently, and I was quite excited to read about that. And it was, they were real pioneers. They really, really, really led the way. It was, so maybe we're all following on from...
Well, that's Derbyshire with all its lovely elevations and rolling hills and almost, the peaks, of course. Whereas, you have a hill at least at Wimpole.
We do.
But I don't know whether you'd have a gravity feed of water. I don't think that would work out somehow. But
we did actually used to have a fountain where water was coming down that hill in an elm pipe underground. And the, but it's not operational now, so I don't know how successful it was. But,
so you didn't have a
we had something
gravity head of water.
Yeah.
So the rangers, they're going to be busy planting. You've got the 1,000 trees in 10 years program. Is that something as well focused on just Wimpole Hall?
Yes, that's us. So we at Wimpole will be getting 1,000 trees over the next 10 years, and we've already planted quite a few of them.
Are these deciduous or the conifer?
They would probably mainly be deciduous because they're in the parkland. I couldn't say that hand on heart, but looking at the kind of trees we've got where they're being planted, it's things like lime and horse chestnut, you know those kind of traditional oak trees, that sort of thing.
When I came to one of your bat walks a few summers ago, it was midsummer, and yes, we saw lots of bats. We were issued with bat detectors. We did walk along the thicket of trees. So you go over the brow of the hill and sort of down the other side, and you're open parkland there. And that's presumably then to supplement that area, that thicket of trees.
Well, there used to be trees all over the parkland. You know, there used to be a lot more than there are now, and lots of them had to be cut down for various reasons over the, you know, tree safety and that sort of thing. But we're lucky enough to have had quite a lot of funding to do this planting, you know, in the form of legacies and donations and things like that. And it's just been decided to, you know, to restore the trees, and they're young trees, and so it'll be a long time before any of them have to come down. So hopefully,
Well, we lost the Dutch elms in the 1970s, and of course, recently we've had the ash dieback as well. So you're having to renew and regenerate.
I think that probably is part of it. Although I'm not actually aware of. I haven't heard that we've got big problems with the ash dye. I mean, obviously, we lost our iconic avenue of elms, you know, but I don't think we've had that many problems with the ash and the oak, touch wood. But I think this is really just to have more trees, really. It's not specifically related to any issues that, you know, with disease or anything.
And some of the ash, of course, are being very resilient. They're working out why some of them will resist. And if they can do something with genetically modifying, I don't know, to make ashes resistant, at least the saplings that are coming along. But New Year's Day, 95 people came along for a lovely walk. In that area.
I mean, I think it was actually quite a nice day. I seem to remember. It all seems a long time ago now. But so our walks are always very popular.
They're guided?
Yeah, they are. We've got a team of walks volunteers who take people around and, you know, talk to them about the parkland and the history of the place and things like that. But I think that New Year's Day walk seems to have been particularly special. Yeah.
Every Wednesday? Yeah. Anybody can go along for a nice walk. Again, it's guided.
It is guided, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And generally over 30 people come along.
Yeah, yeah, that's the average. Yeah.
Mm. So I've just got time to find out just a little bit of a teaser about what comes next in terms of events. Have you got something happening before Easter?
Well, we'll have things happening in February half term. I don't know the details yet, you know, so we're working on that. There's a night run in March, but that might be something to talk about next time in case people forget. I don't know. I'm sure nobody ever forgets anything.
But that's
on the 10th of March, which is, you know what a night run is. It's happening in a lot of National Trust places where people run with head torches and, you know, the gardens are lit up sometimes and it's all quite good fun. There's music and marshmallows and things like that.
Yeah.
So that will be happening before Easter. But the next big thing is Easter, obviously. There are also concerts happening throughout March. The details for those are on the website.
And we'll keep those on the list. Yeah. Because there's something to talk about next time we see.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll go into more detail then as well, because I'll know more about them.
It's always interesting to have you, and we could never run out of topics or things to talk about at Wimpole, both historically, of course, currently, and, of course, things that are going to be happening in the future. It's just an amazing place if you've not been. It's somewhat 10 miles, I suppose, we should say, west of Cambridge on the A603. You may want to go there.
I think it's best avoided. I could just very quickly mention the photography walk. If you do like walking, on the Saturday, the 3rd of February, there are still some places left on it. It's a guided walk, and you just take pictures, and you can and then enter them in a competition. All the details are on the website, and sort of selected pictures from that walk will be displayed in the Great Barn at Wimpole. So have a look at the website if you like to do something like that.
And thank you very much. We'll see you again in, hopefully a few weeks' time.
Lovely. Thanks very much. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Anne French from the National Trust at Wimpole Hall.